You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is sponsored by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Why don't you tell us your best eBay stories at 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear them. Again, that number is 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Trish in Cross Lake, Minnesota, known on eBay as Beyond the Awning, Calm, is on the line with us. Hi, Trish. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Lee and Griff. I have a question about the eBay Buyer Protection Program.
Sure.
My daughter recently, she's a new buyer on eBay with less than 20 feedback, and she had an issue with a buyer in China. She had purchased 4 products from this particular buyer, and she had paid for them using her debit card. She does not have a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
During the process, before receiving them, she had received a message from eBay stating that this particular buyer had some sort of policy violation, and all the items that she had purchased had been taken down from the site, and that the seller had been no longer a registered user.
Sure.
So she did receive tracking numbers on the products, and we tracked them, and they were on their way. And she received one of the packages so far, and when it arrived, she apparently was defrauded. The package contained a seed bead. It was in an envelope, and she went into eBay to file a dispute through the eBay Buyer Protection process. And when doing so, because of the fact that a buyer must be contacted during the process, and this buyer is no longer registered, she was unable to proceed with it. And so my question is, what procedure can she go through to have this claim disputed and have her money refunded?
I'm not sure what happens normally, but in this process, even when a seller has been suspended, she should still be able to go in and escalate the case within the
residence. Tried and submitted the information to process it, a message appeared and said that she would need to contact PayPal. It would not let her proceed.
When she paid with a debit card, did she pay? You don't have to have a PayPal account, but you can pay through PayPal using a debit card. Is that what she did?
She clicked on the Pay Now button and used her debit card.
Right. So that should have gone through PayPal. This is confusing. Why don't you have her send the details to me at griff@ebay.com. I'll forward it to that team for their attention.
I can certainly do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Trish.
That's griff@ebay.com. griff@ebay.com.
Thank you for your call. Our lines are open, 888-RADIO-30, if you'd like to give us a call. Some people are using the Contact Us link, Griff. Stacy Kelly from London, Arkansas is one of those people.
Yes.
She's known on eBay as GadgetGirl479. Greetings from Arkansas. Both my husband and I sell on eBay. I am a new seller, but he's been selling for years. I was wondering, is there any way to change my setting to when I list an item, I don't have to set up the policies? This is very confusing for both my husband and I, considering he set up his account before this came into effect. Thank you all for your wonderful advice. P.S. I would like to know where to locate the item number for Dish My Listing.
So new sellers, when they register on the account, are provided this as a default now so they can set up business policies. I'm not sure you can bypass those. I have to look at the screenshots of the flow. My recommendation is to just set up. You need to have at least one policy for each of the three aspects, which are your return policy, the shipping method, and handling time, if I remember correctly. you should just set those up so that you can, I'm assuming that you, or you're bypassing them every time. My advice is just set them up. In the future, should you expand your selling, you'll find this to be very helpful because if you need different policies for different items, then you can just create new ones and then select from a drop-down list. You give them a custom name. But yeah, I think you should set those up. I wouldn't try bypassing them every time because you won't have to. Once you've set them up, you won't have to type that information every time. You'll just be able to select. They'll be the default because you'll only have one for each of those sections. So I think that's your question. And if it is, that would be my answer. But if that's not your question, restate it. I'll try again.
I think that was her question.
Okay.
And you gave her good advice. Just do it already. Fill them out, and then you won't have to do it again.
So the problem right now with the business policy feature is that if you're an existing seller and you have lots of listings, and those listings have slightly different policies that you set up, you may wait. If you opt in, you may find yourself with 10, 15, 20 or more policies that are created by default based on what all your listings say. And that can be a headache. So I'm not sure what the solve is for that situation. But for a new seller, and they're now mandated for new sellers, if you're a brand new seller, yeah, set one up for each one of those. You can always edit them. You can always add to them. But ultimately, it'll make your life a lot easier as a seller.
Griff, she also wanted to know where to locate the item number for Dish My Listing.
Oh, you can find it. So on the item page, if you scroll down to on any item listing page, when you get to the area that says description, and then there's a tab that says shipping and payments. Over to the far right, just inside that box, in the far right upper corner, you'll see eBay item number.
In very light gray, tiny, teeny, weeny.
Well, the eBay item number is in gray, but the item number itself is in black font. So it stands out just strongly enough so that you can, in my browser, when I have to reference this, I just hover over it, click once to highlight it, and then right-click to copy it if I need to copy and paste it somewhere.
Jason in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, known on eBay as IQ Kid. Hey, Jason, what's your question or comment?
Hey, I'm just calling in to see how much fun are we going to have in Las Vegas come up for this big party y'all are fixing to have. I'm so excited about it.
Coming. That's good news.
Absolutely
yes,
good news. Well, I'll tell you. First of all, have you ever been to Vegas, Jason?
I have, and it's going to be my wife's first time. She's so excited.
It's impossible not to have a good time in Vegas. That's number one.
Well, you're forced to at gunpoint.
That's what Vegas is. It's an adult Disneyland. So know that in advance.
You can keep your clothes on. It's okay.
Lots of stuff to do. Jason, I would have to have callers call in, I guess, to explain our eBay radio party and conference each year. It's very unusual. And if you can figure 300 hardcore eBay fans, sellers mostly, coming together under one roof to network, learn, grow their businesses, and we party after each little presentation. The presentations are, I think, 45 minutes. There are a half hour for the presentation and then 15 minutes of question and answer from the audience. And in between all of those, we have party. We party 15, 20 minutes in between each one. We give away things. We have contest. People come together and network. And, of course, Jason, we also have a lot of suppliers there to the eBay seller community. So you can learn new software and figure out what you need to do to help make your business grow. And then at night, we just all go out and have a good time.
Yeah, and that's important because if you're coming, you may want to book some shows, for example, or plan out some evening activities, either alone or if you go to the eBay Radio Party Conference Board on Facebook, folks there will, they usually impromptu form little, who's meeting up on what night, what are we doing, and that's a great way to meet new people as well.
A whole bunch of people they love to go karaoke.
Yeah.
So they always say, we're going to do karaoke tonight for 2 hours at such and such a place.
I always call it karaoke, because that's what it sounds like. A lot of croaking, but.
So it's just a blast. So this is her first time, huh?
Yes, ma'am. It's her first time, but she loves you all, and she's so looking forward to meeting every one of you all.
Well, I
can't wait. I love Murfreesboro. I've been there several times. It's a great part of Tennessee.
What do you guys sell?
We sell intimate apparel, things that we can buy here locally or from major department stores.
Ah, smart.
That are like liquidation type items.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it now, probably going on about 2.5 years more or so. She's been kind of doing it full time. I'm getting ready to quit my job here in April, and we're going to go at it full time together.
Hooray!
That is very exciting. Jason, thank you so much for calling today. And now you've registered, right?
Yes, ma'am. We've got the hotel booked, the plane booked. We're ready to rock and roll.
We can't wait to see you there. I'm gonna look for you.
Griff, we're up to 182 registrants.
Wow, you're gonna have to close it sometime soon.
Well, we're gonna close it at 300.
All right, so it's almost 2/3 there.
Yeah. So go to
Jason. Thank you. We'll see you there.
ervegas.com to register.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, just like Jason did, at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Communicating your international shipping policies in a concise manner will help you reach more customers in the global marketplace. For instance, letting overseas buyers know that they're responsible for customs fees or that they may experience customs-related delays. Just this little added information will help them feel more comfortable buying from your listing. The more assurance you can offer to your buyers that you understand their purchasing experience, the more favorably they will view what you have to offer. It's time to expand your business globally. So remember to think of your international customer's perspective when you compose your listing. And who knows, maybe soon you'll be seeing repeat sales from overseas.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 239.
Pictures are important when selling on eBay. Sarah Graham is known on eBay as Western Air 88, and she has this tip when it comes to photos.
You need to have clear, very easy to see pictures that are going to stand out. You don't want to use your iPhone or your iPad if you're going to get really fuzzy pictures that aren't easy to see. People use eBay Mobile for listing, which is really great, but you need to make sure that you're getting those clear, focused pictures. It doesn't matter how many pictures you take. If I can't tell what the item is or get a good idea and feel for what the item is going to look like, no matter how many pictures you have, I'm just not going to bid.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Why don't you call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Or as I think Betsy was referring to, why don't you be like the NSA and bug our phone lines right now at 888
Really? Get it over with. If they can do it, you can do it.
The definition of privacy changes every day.
Well, we got on our Contact Us link.
Oh, I have a name for it.
Yeah.
So you get these. I don't see them right off. And
right.
Since you get them, and it's kind of like mail going into your inbox, I think we should call it Lee's Box.
Can I?
What's wrong with that?
Can I think that over a little?
Okay. Think about it.
Okay.
We just pulled from Lee's Box.
Okay, Bob in Oakland, Florida, known on eBay
yeah,
as...
you quit laughing.
Known on eBay as Look What Bob Found.
What did I say?
What's your question or comment, Bob?
Okay, I'm having a problem, and I've understood on some of the chat boards that a lot of them are having a problem all of a sudden.
Wow.
Every Monday, I do a small price revision on all of my store items that are getting ready to roll over,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the next week.
Sure.
And I did it last night, and I'm getting ready to do it, and with 79 items, and it pops up here on the thing on the bulk item, will not let me do any revisions because it says you must offer domestic overnight shipping and a maximum handling time of one business day to use to get it fast. I went and checked them. I already have all of that.
Yes.
But
I can tell you what's...
I
have an answer for this, actually. I'm so happy. I mean, I'm not happy that it happens, but... Oh, I'm breaking up?
Griff, you are breaking up terribly.
Oh, well, then we should hang up and redial.
I think we need to reset the ISDN line.
Okay.
I don't know.
But I have an answer to this.
Okay, well, let's see if we can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
It's horrible.
You're breaking up.
It sounds awful.
Well, what? It only takes 2 seconds.
Okay, go ahead. Reset. John?
I'll be right back.
Behind the glass. Griff? Reset. In the meantime, Bob, let you and I talk.
Okay, why not? You're cuter than him anyway.
I am. It's very true.
Yes.
So he says he's got an answer for you. So in the meantime, can I read a Contact Us email that came in? This is from Vivian in London, UK.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Toffee Pop. Okay, I'll read it later. All right, you have an answer for Bob now.
Yes, Bob. So something happened. And what happened was, and apparently this was just done recently, is that the USPS changed some of the designations for their Priority Express service. So prior to them changing this, Priority Express itself, just Priority Express, was considered an overnight service. But USPS realized that their service for Priority Express, that's the general service, was taking 2 days to get to some places. So they changed the designation from overnight to expedited. And they left the overnight for Priority Express envelopes. There's two, I think, available. But what that did is, on our end, it decoupled Priority Express as a criteria that met the get it fast. So if your previous listing had on it Priority Express as get it fast, now it won't, because that it needs
so
to.
What do I do?
So if you want to have it still be get it fast, unfortunately, you either have to use one of the other carriers like FedEx or I believe it's just FedEx that's available on the site. One of their express, or if it fits into an envelope, you can still select USPS Priority Express envelopes.
Yeah.
But the USPS...
Well, I checked. Somebody told me about that thing, and I went... Somebody told me something else about, you know, I'm having to use UPS or something like that. But I went in last night and did a check in the UPS and the FedEx site, and both of them say... on there, you know, that it will take most, but there are some places that it takes two.
Right, but what I'm telling you is that our arrangement with USPS is they set the time designation, and they changed the time designation from overnight to expedite it because it can take 2 days, and that's what broke on this end. So the team is aware of it. They're changing the verbiage on the site. This happened rather quickly, but this will cause a breakage. If you go to revise a listing that currently has Get It Fast as an indication on it, and it was based on Priority Express being the one of the services offered. So yeah, that's what's happening.
Now is eBay gonna fix that or what?
We can't fix it because Get It Fast means overnight. So if the USPS Post Office tells us that their General Express is no longer guaranteed overnight, we're not going to include it as Get It Fast.
Okay, but why do they include FedEx and UPS when their site?
Because FedEx and USPS has not USPS is not connected directly into the label flow on eBay. FedEx has not contacted eBay and told us that they're changing it their overnight to always 2 days. So they're a different carrier. So when USPS changed the service, it automatically broke Get It Fast.
Thank you, Bob. There's our music, honey.
It's annoying, I know, but unfortunately, that's the reality. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global Food for Thought.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
A new trend is developing in merchandise liquidation that is a direct response to eBay seller input. Liquidators are starting to offer consumer-ready lots composed almost exclusively of new and like-new products. This new category was created for online sellers who don't have the space or the time to sort out reconditioned products. They want to speed their cash cycle by receiving the product and immediately posting it for resale. Pricing for consumer-ready lots is slightly higher than store returns, but still well below wholesale. These lots offer the best of both worlds, high-quality goods, but at liquidation prices. Google the phrase premium quality liquidation lots to find companies offering this new category.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at StitchLabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's StitchLabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.